if you could recommend to a previous version of yourself or a younger self, would you have taken the path to do what you did? Or for somebody out there, would you say, hey, you don't need any licenses to become a capital raiser within multifamily syndication or a marketer or GP within a structure?
You definitely do not need securities licenses, especially to play in the multifamily and syndication world. I don't want to get up on a soapbox as far as regulatory bodies and securities licenses, but I mean, there is a large amount of like barriers to entry and speed bump kind of thing to make sure that you have to pass a test that has a certain level of difficulty to be able to transact in certain types of securities. Now, I think that the position sometimes maybe from a regulatory standpoint needs to be looked at a little bit closer, because I feel like our regulatory bodies and people that say this is what an accredited investor is and this is what a non-accredited investor is, I don't feel like it's the most topically aware sort of interpretation of what's actually happening with investors, accredited or non-accredited, sophisticated investor looks like. But that being said, I think that those sort of licenses can help people. It can help you have a more comprehensive view of everything that's out there, and it allows people to operate, I think, with a little bit more confidence as far as how they fit into the overall puzzle with a client. But at the same time, it is definitely not something, especially from like a curriculum standpoint, that is going to show up, you know, practically in your investor relations mentality or your syndication structure.